Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, Sarah. Sarah, good afternoon. Sarah Nolan.
Hi, how are you?
And we pivot in a completely different direction now. Tell us about this incredible woman. She's your mother-in-law.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her name is Kathleen Nolan.
What happened? Yeah. Well, it was her birthday yesterday. She was 70 yesterday and doesn't look a day over 21. I don't mind telling you, she's fantastic. And we had planned to go away on holiday, a surprise holiday for her. We decided to do that in October, and due to COVID, we said, right, we can't do that.
Okay.
So then we said we'd book a hotel for this Saturday.
Okay.
And then I ended up with COVID, so we had to cancel.
Well, you can't get a hotel anyway, yeah.
Yeah, no, of course, you can't get the hotel. So then we said we'd do a birthday picnic this Saturday, tomorrow.
Okay.
And now she herself is in isolation because she got COVID. So we wanted to try and do something really special for her. And unfortunately, because the whole family's kind of quarantined and isolating, nobody could go down and see her. And she's all about family. And it was quite emotional for her yesterday because we couldn't be there.
And how do you communicate with Kathleen?
We phone, everyone phones, and she phones us in every morning. We phone her then throughout the day.
Like can we phone her?
Yeah, I do. I'm sure she's.
Can we dial up? I won't call out the number, but I see the number there on the docket. If we dial up the number, and let's see if she answers. What does she do at this time every afternoon?
Oh, she's probably sitting listening to you. And if she's not listening to you, she's probably cleaning out a wardrobe or something because she's isolating in our bedroom.
And is she in her bedroom?
Yeah, she's like me. I got out of my bedroom yesterday for the first time in 2 weeks. So we have a lot in common at the minute.
Kathleen Nolan.
Yes. Hi, Joe.
This is Joe. You're on live. You're on national radio live,
okay,
Kathleen. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And how are you?
How
are you managing?
I'm actually very good. Yeah.
Tell us. Are you in the bedroom?
I'm in the bedroom. Yes.
And along with
the window.
How long have you been in the bedroom?
Last Sunday.
You're like Zaza Gabor, you never leave the bedroom. You're in there since last Sunday.
I'm in here since last Sunday, just doing my whatever I have to do, stay safe.
Yeah, how do you pass the time, Kathleen?
Well, I read, I write, and I watch television.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lot of cleaning in my own little room here. Tidying.
Is it the cleanest bedroom in Ireland?
No.
And what are you writing, Kathleen?
Oh, I'm just writing bits of things. I have a little diary here of things.
Oh, wow.
And it says it's a feel good thing.
Great. Have you always kept a diary?
Not in a while, but because I'm in here now, I'm writing again.
And
just little bits of information.
And who's bringing up your food?
Oh, my husband leaves outside the door.
And is he any good? Is he any use as a cook?
Oh yeah, he is. He's a very good cook.
Oh, you're so lucky, Kathleen. You are blessed.
It's like he asked me what I liked and he brings it up.
And so you order your food every day often?
No, he just asks me what we have and he'll cook Sometimes I'm not in the mood for food, Joe.
Are you not? No. How long are you married, Kathleen, can I ask?
Oh, I'll be 50 years married on the 31st of July.
Well, excellent. And to the same man, like?
Oh, yeah.
what's his first name?
His name is Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
But Paul isn't allowed into the bedroom.
No, he has his own room.
Okay.
You
heard that Prince Philip died, the Queen's husband.
I just heard, isn't that sad?
Yeah. They were married for 74 years, Kathleen.
Oh, my goodness. How long are you married for, Joe?
20, back.
Go on, tell me.
No, if I give out the wrong number, 1989.
Oh, there you go.
There you are now. There you are now. There you are now. Now, Kathleen, tell us, what are you reading? I'm baffled as to how you pass the time.
I just had a few books. I've had them for a while, and I'm just actually checking in on them. That two I put back down. I couldn't get into them.
Okay,
you know the way you just can't get into a book.
What type of book do you like?
Anything.
Okay.
Mostly, well, it doesn't really matter. As long as I like reading it, I'd stick with it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not...
Well, yeah, I mean, do you like novels or do you like history or do you like biography or...
I like all them, but mostly at the moment now I have novels. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Crime.
Nothing too bad at the moment.
Yeah. And Kathleen, what do you do for your Pilates, for your exercise?
Oh, for my exercises, my gym is closed.
Okay.
And I at the moment I only get out to the garden.
Yeah.
I'm back up, but I do like to exercise. I like to walk. I've been walking with Sarah there just before all this.
Walking is incredibly beneficial.
Oh, we like it. We have great fun. I have to say.
And Kathleen, where are you from originally?
I'm from Crumlin originally.
Okay, where did you meet Paul?
Oh, I met Paul in Terenure, in the CYM in Terenure.
Okay, where was he from?
He's from Colinbanas in Milltown.
Oh, you're not too far.
Yeah, we're not too bad.
Not too far apart. And what do you miss most about being locked up in your bedroom for over a week? Or maybe you're enjoying it.
Well, I'm quite relaxed. And
yeah, you sound it.
I'm quite relaxed. I have no symptoms. I'm very good. I'm just doing what I have to do. I miss meeting my family and I miss all that.
And how were you yesterday when you realised it was your 70th birthday?
Oh, my God. It was very emotional to start.
Yeah.
And I got loads of cards, flowers and presents.
All delivered under the bedroom door.
No, they were left at the front door and they were delivered.
Okay, well,
very
good.
And my husband has them all over the house.
Oh, good lad, Paul.
Yeah. So,
and what was it? You're saying it was emotional yesterday.
It was emotional because, like, I'm getting the text, and Sarah and Theodore had this song done for me with all my photographs coming up. It was very nice. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my day, actually.
Okay.
It was a very, very good day because we couldn't do what we're supposed to do, if you know what I mean, under normal circumstances.
And, like, have you become more reflective as you're locked in your room, so to speak?
Yes,
have you?
Yeah. I have.
In writing in your diary, you know your feel-good diary there?
Yeah.
Like, what I know we should never ask.
Oh, just some things that come to my head or... If I like doing sometimes quotes, write them down so I can quote them to somebody else.
Okay. Have you got the book handy? Have you got your feet?
No, I don't actually.
Well, where is it? It can't be. Is it in the room?
Oh, well, I look, Joe. I leave that aside.
Okay. But you have you're more reflective. And by the way, you're still very young, and you sound very young.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound well. 70 is young. 70 is young.
Not too bad. I'm feeling very, very good at the moment. Even with this, I have to do it.
And I say Prince Philip he died today, but he's 90. What do you? He's born in 19. He's born 100 years ago, but he's 99.
Yeah, I know. He's nearly 100.
102 months if he'd lived, and the Queen is not far behind.
No, I know.
They live a different life to us, but. And you're very close to your daughter-in-law, Kathleen.
I'm very close to my daughter-in-law. I am very close to her. She's amazing.
Yeah, and how did you become so close?
Well, through the years, and we do a lot. We've been talking, and I give her some guidance. If she asks me anything, I'm able to tell her, and she can either take it or I feel we just gel.
And Sarah, would you can tell the nation why you think Kathleen Nolan is the best mother-in-law in Ireland, the best woman in Ireland?
She has three sons, three daughter-in-laws. She's six grandchildren, and each and every one of us can pick up the phone and just ring her about anything, and she, no matter what time, day or night. And as she says there, she advises us. None of us never take her advice because she's like a guru. She knows everything. Do you know what I mean? And she has... I remember years ago when the kids were small, even now, because we were only talking about her recently, you know, the kids would have a rash or something, and she swears by Fusidine. Fusidine solves everything, you know, what kind of a...
What's Fusidine?
It's a cream. Okay. It's just an antiseptic cream.
Is it like pseudo? It's like pseudo cream.
No, this is better. Apparently, this is the gods.
And can I get it? Can I buy it over the counter?
No,
I don't. No, it's gone now. Is it, Kathleen?
I think it's gone, but I had the prescription.
And what do you use Fusidine for?
Well, you know, it's with, if you had a rash or you had something, if the kids fell, you could put a bit on their knee.
Okay.
I told them it was magic.
Okay, and what is prescription only? And what else, Sarah, do you rely on Kathleen for?
Oh, just everything. She's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. Thank you. No, you know you are, and we love you. And yesterday was just so hard for all of us because normally, if without COVID or without, normally what would happen is everyone would arrive down in someone's house. Yeah, for their birthday, and you'd get a Chinese, and it'd be just a big family gathering.
She's
very much family orientated, Like, no matter what's happening in any one of our lives, she's there, you know, the kind of way. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're a stranger, a neighbour, she does everything to help you. And we're very, very blessed to have her. And I know I've been with my husband now over 30 years, and she's been there from day one with me, you know, the kind of way, and she's fabulous. And I myself have had to be in isolation because I got COVID, and she was on the phone every morning on the phone. And it broke our heart, the fact that she couldn't come up and do anything for us. And it breaks our heart that we can't go down and do anything for her now, you know, the kind of way. So we have plans to have a big, huge celebration for when all this is over and we can all be together safely, and we can all just get to the end of this now at this stage.
And Kathleen,
kind words, Sarah. Thank lovely, you so much. Words.
Kathleen, are you a crepuscular person? I tell you why I asked that question. That means are you more active at twilight rather than in the morning? What's your favourite part of the day?
No, morning time.
Morning time. You're a morning person.
And the morning time.
You're up early and...
I used to be up at 6 for my club.
What was your club?
Or 7. Well, it's closed now. It was a gym.
You went to your gym at 6?
No, I was up at 6 and I'd get ready and I'd go and I'd have some classes or whatever be on.
Brilliant.
Just different times for different classes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And I love me walking.
Yeah. And you love your family.
Oh, absolutely. I love everyone.
But if Sarah Ann, what's your chap's
Fedor.
Name? What's his first name?
Fedor. My son.
Fedor.
Yeah.
Spell that for me.
Feidor.
Okay, where did you get that from?
Oh, that's a Greek name. I didn't pick that now, Joe. My husband did.
And why did Paul pick it?
Because we had a few names done, and we just decided on that.
Well, where did he pick it up?
Oh, now it's someone he liked, some sort of a wrestler years ago.
Theodore.
Theodore. Yeah, he was a wrestler. That my husband in his day really, really liked.
And was your husband a wrestler? Speak freely, Kathleen.
No, we wasn't.
Is that why you've locked the bedroom door? I married a wrestler. And so he was. And Sarah, so what do you call your husband?
Vidor.
Is there a short? Is there a. Anyway, it doesn't
matter.
There
is a short.
A lot of people, if he was introduced to himself now, he'd say V. Because a lot of people would say, like, you know, they'd say Theodore or something. So when the other grandchildren came along, like the younger ones, Keane and Ronan and stuff, they wouldn't be able to say his name. So we used to go front door, back door, Theodore, and that's how they got his name.
Theodore.
Yeah.
He was a British wrestler.
Yeah, Liverpool, Steve. I think he was from, yes.
And he was known... Kathleen, wait for this. He was known as the handsome heartthrob.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Lovely.
Sarah,
well, there you go.
Oh, I married him.
Brilliant. And what? Okay. Any other strange? So his Christian name is the surname of a wrestler, and it's a Greek name, and it's Veidor. Veidor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other unusual names? And
we stopped at that.
And Kathleen, how did you get on in school with that name?
Oh, well.
What's the Irish for Veidor?
I don't think there's an Irish for Vidor. I don't know. Yeah. Like, no, I say Vidor left it to whatever. If they wanted to call him Vio, that's what they done.
Ah, okay.
He wouldn't then. Yeah.
Okay.
He grew up with it and he still has it.
Okay. Well, it's not Steve Vidor we have on the turntable. It's Stevie Wonder we have singing singing Happy Birthday to you, Catherine.
Oh.
It's a day late, unfortunately.
No, day
you can do your Pilates for that now, Catherine.
I will.
So, Kathleen, happy birthday. And here's to many more of them and in their own different ways.
And thanks, Joe.
And I
thank
hope
you very much.
No, you go ahead.
Thanks to them all. I love them all.
And I think Kathleen, I hope that family gatherings that you organise over the years and Christmas and sometimes people are saying, I'm not doing it anymore, I'm tired, I'm not doing it this Christmas or for the birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
They've become all, the memories of them have become all the more important, haven't they, as
they
we've
have,
lived through this lockdown. And we're all so glad.
Absolutely.
We're all
so
glad we did them, even though the washing up afterwards was a pain and the was a pain. So, Kathleen, happy birthday, darling. And
thank you, Joe. And thank you
many
so much,
more
Sarah.
Them.
Yeah.
No
thank
problem,
you.
Kathleen. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
I love you
bye
too, bye. Kathleen. See you later. Bye. Bye. I feel like I know that woman.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.